Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam. If you've just tuned in, you're on Medium Wave 1548 coming to you live on this rainy day in Indonesia, coming to you live from our studios in Indonesia. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Tasneem and you're on Al-Dhikrayat show. We praise Allah. We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send blessings and salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire household, all his companions. May Allah bless them all. And may every single one of us be blessed, inshallah. Today's show, inshallah, we will be discussing the Holy Quran, inshallah, and what our relationship is with the Quran, how we approach the Quran as believers, and what do we take from the Quran, and how do we become the living example of the Quran, like when Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She described him as the Quran, as a walking, talking, eating Quran, subhanallah. So inshallah, may Allah ta'ala make us the embodiment of the Quran, and may that become a reality for us as well, inshallah. So ya akhawat, I start by praising Allah the Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth and what is in between. Glory be to him who has blessed us with this beautiful deen of al-Islam. Thanks be to him who has given us even the atom amount of iman to seek his guidance. Ya akhawat, the purpose of today's show is to remind, to teach, and to share with each other about the kalam of Allah. We also need to help one another practice the deen of Allah in a way that Allah is pleased with us. We are hoping to direct the ummah back to the Quran and to the sunnah, and to instill in the hearts of every Muslim that there is only one way to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is through following his guidance. The deen of Allah is perfect, and as he says in the Quran, "This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favors upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion." And this comes in Surah 5 in Ayat verse 3. So subhanAllah, the Quran, what a magnificent book, the book of all books. We have it lying on our shelves, alhamdulillah, some of us collecting dust, some of us opening it from time to time. But let us revisit our relationship with the Quran, inshallah. Al-Quran is the last book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was sent down on the earth from the heavens upon the last messenger, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the noble angel Jibra'il alayhi salam. And this is information that we are already familiar with, alhamdulillah. But on this show today, Al-Dhikrayat is all about simple reminders for the believers, because as insan we are forgetful. We forget. We know all these things, but we don't really take cognizance of the impact of these words and what they really mean, and the magnificence of our beautiful deen, al-Islam, and this book, al-Quran, that we have lying on our shelves as a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know all of these things, but let us take cognizance. Today, I want us just to sit down, relax, try and ponder upon the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the words that we read in Surah Fatiha. Those are the words directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us actually take cognizance of this fact? Okay? So this is something to think about, and it's profound. It comes with a complete direction for humanity, a manual on exactly how to live a successful life. Alhamdulillah, you know, so many of us are searching for the successful life. We're searching for the right way, Sirat al-Mustaqim. We are searching to be guided. And the Quran came as hudan, as a guidance for the entire humanity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as the perfect human being for us to follow. And his entire character is the embodiment of the Quran. So alhamdulillah, as we fumble through life, constantly looking for solutions for each problem we face. Sometimes our Quran gathers dust on our shelves with all the secrets embedded inside, and that is such a sad story, because on your shelf is a magnificent miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with every single question that you've ever asked yourself, the questions, the answers to those questions, the secrets to those questions are embedded in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question is, where do we look to when we're faced with a problem? Where do we look when we are faced with a problem? Do we have a strong relationship with this book that we are able to actually find solutions within? The large majority of what we recite in our prayers is from the last few pages of the Quran. Reading the Quran outside our prayer can allow us to explore the other beautiful pages and truly bring the Quran into your life and make it a part of us. So alhamdulillah, each one of us have such a unique relationship with the Quran. And as each relationship in life, we require a constant connection to keep it strong. Do we recite the Holy Quran daily to keep that connection alive? That is something we need to ask ourselves. SubhanAllah. Some of us have a very beautiful relationship with Surah Yasin. And we know that that is the heart of the Quran. But do we just only recite Yasin? Or is it important also to recite the rest of the Quran? The haqq of the Quran is to be recited at least once in the year and then once during Ramadan, inshallah. Let us make some goals today. You know, Ramadan will be approaching soon. We are now in Rajab. And inshallah, the month of the Quran is upon us. And it's something that we need to prepare ourselves with regards to the Quran, not just filling our freezers with savouries and getting prepared for the month in terms of our physical sustenance, but also for our soul food, for our soul nurturing experience of reading the Quran, but making this Ramadan different in a sense that instead of reading quantity and quantity and having those pages turn and reading those words but having no effect on our heart, let us read maybe less, but let it have a profound effect on our lives going forward, inshallah. The lines are open. The number to call is 011-854-1548. If you need to SMS, the number to SMS is 082-551-3885. Okay, and I'd love to hear more from the listeners. Inshallah, later on during the show, we will be chatting to Mu'allima from Durban with regards to an upcoming event that will be taking place with regards to the Quran and the Hufad in that area, inshallah. But that will be after the break, inshallah. So, taking a look at the Quran, and, you know, what do we struggle with? And like I said, everyone's relationship with the Quran is so unique. I know sometimes it can be a struggle to take out that dedicated time for the Quran, especially as a mum with multiple roles in life. You know, some of us are working, we have little children. The minute you open the Quran, somebody needs the bathroom or somebody needs to be fed. And, you know, during this show, I need us to explore the ways that can help us easily develop the daily relationship with the Quran, inshallah. And I'd like to express and stress upon the word daily. So what Allah loves if we do something, a little of something, but we consistent. So do little, but be consistent, inshallah. Because sometimes we can open the Quran and we can read juz upon juz upon juz, and then months will go by and then we don't ever open the Quran. So I think it is better just to open the Quran every single day, have this constant relationship, this companionship with the Quran, where you long to read the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where those words move you. So we need to, when we're reading the Quran, we need to accept the Quran from the heart. The way to truly profit from the Holy Quran is to look inside our heart before starting a divine journey with the Holy Quran. Because remember that this is Allah's book. These are Allah's words. We must ask ourselves a simple question, and maybe this will help. So ask yourself, why do we want to recite it? Is it just for tilawa? Do we just want it for barakah? Why do we recite the Quran? Ask yourself this question. Are we just reading it for reward? For thawab? What do we want to achieve as a result? It is 10 hasanat for every letter that is recited. And every letter draws us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it to set a beautiful example for your children? Is it so that the Quran can intercede for you in the hereafter? And the list goes on. And everyone's intention will be different, but what is your intention? Does fear motivate us or does love motivate us? Are we fearful of the nar or are we looking forward and we loving to meet our Creator? What drives you to read the Quran? Different emotions can work with different people. Know what triggers you and set yourself a path accordingly. When we're approaching the Quran, we need to take baby steps till you can take a leap. Like I said, start a little at a time. If it's not a part of your daily routine, begin with only a few minutes a day. And sometimes, I know with the kids, it gets difficult. So if you have kids, recite with them. Have them sit on your lap and hug them while you recite. If you're breastfeeding, recite the Quran while you're breastfeeding. Even if you can't grab hold of a mushaf, then recite from memory whatever you know, Surah Fatiha, the quls, and you know that will bring barakah to your relationship with your child and in the whole feeding process as well. Let them put their fingers on the words while you're reciting. You will not only get to bond, but you will also be setting an example for your children, you know, along the way. So, inshallah, start small and then gradually increase. It won't seem so dramatic and feel burdensome that way. Time will, inshallah, expand for you eventually. So I think it's very important for us to just take baby steps with anything, whether we're going to hijab, whether we're starting to pray our salah on time. Start with baby steps. Start small, and then inshallah work your way up and build slowly, slowly, slowly until you get to your desired dream, inshallah. We also, another thing that helped me, I remember when I was starting to recite Quran or, you know, motivate myself to recite Quran was when I started attending a tafsir class. And alhamdulillah, most people can read the Quran but don't, unfortunately, because we live in a country where most of us speak the English language. And unfortunately, Arabic is not our mother tongue. We don't understand it. So then they think that there's no point in reciting it either. You know, so know that no relationship is complete without the sense of understanding. So as a mu'min, as a believer, it should be your yearning desire to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you. Because remember, that book is for you and for me. That book Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written, it's a love letter from your beloved. From your beloved creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that love letter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written in a language that you do not understand, but don't you want to know what Allah is telling you? I sure do. So that should create a yearning desire for each one of us as a believer to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. And I think, alhamdulillah, we live in a community where ilm is on tap. Alhamdulillah, there's Arabic classes around your corner. You know, so there's no excuses. And if you can't get to an Arabic class, and alhamdulillah, we have Arabic online. So whatever you seek is seeking you. And that's a quote by Mawlana Rumi Jalaluddin. And he said, whatever you seek is seeking you. And if you are seeking this knowledge of Quran, this ilm, then inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make a way open for you. It all starts with innamal a'malu binniyyah. So let us all just correct our intentions and understand why are we reciting this kalam of Allah. What do we want to get out of it? And whatever you want to receive from there, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you in your dunya, in your qabr, and in your akhirah, inshallah. Because this is a magnificent book. Quran is a miracle of Allah. It is the word of Allah. And in reciting it is the first step towards understanding it. Just like any other relationship in life, it needs hard work and it needs loyalty, it needs commitment. And we need to be dedicated to this relationship with our Quran. And sometimes it takes a lot of effort. But inshallah, once we put in that effort, we will not only reap the benefits now, but inshallah we will reap the benefits in our qabr, we will reap the benefits in our akhirah, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept all our efforts. I think today, just sitting here on this rainy day in Indonesia, just, you know, let us refresh and renew our intentions and make this intention that, Ya Allah, inshallah, the month of Ramadan will be approaching us soon. And this is the month of the Quran. And let us start now preparing ourselves ready to face the Quran with a different view and different understanding and a different relationship and try and get closer and closer to the kalam of Allah, inshallah. The more you understand, the better your relationship gets. Once you understand the words, you'll want to come back to it more often because then it becomes joyous and it becomes beautiful and you start enjoying your own recitation. Another thing that also really helps with the recitation of the Quran is to learn tajweed. And I'm going to say it again because, alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate living in South Africa because we have ilm on tap, literally. There are madrasas everywhere. On every second corner, you will find mu'allima teaching Arabic, teaching tajweed. So alhamdulillah, if we can't get to a class, then inshallah we can get it online. And if we can't, inshallah, then even on the radio, there's a program that teaches us Arabic, inshallah. So learn the proper pronunciation, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to recite the words, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recites it himself. The Arabic word tajweed literally means to do well. It comes from the same root root word is jayyid, which means good. The term tajweed refers to reciting the Quran with correct makharij of letters, which basically means the articulation point of the letters, and observing the characteristics and rules that apply to those letters, as taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you have been taught a different way to recite the Quran since childhood, and most of us have, it can become extremely, extremely difficult. So I think this is something we need to take cognizance of, inshallah. Just all these little things that will make our relationship with the Quran so much easier. May Allah Ta'ala, you know, accept our intentions, and this is the seed that we need to plant in our hearts today, on this day, inshallah. Right now, make that intention that, Ya Allah, when I read the Quran, it's going to be different from today. And inshallah, I want that relationship to be the best relationship that it can possibly, so that I can become closer to you, Ya Allah, because this is your word, and this is what you've sent for me, especially for me. Subhanallah. Let Allah grant us the understanding, inshallah. When we come back from the break, we will be speaking to Abasara from Durban, and she'll be telling us more about an event which they are having in Durban around the Quran, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Radio Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send our choicest blessings to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his entire household and all his companions. May Allah bless them all, and may Allah have mercy on every single one of us, inshallah. Today's show is all about the Quran. If you've just joined us, we've been chatting about how to review our relationship with the Quran, how to get closer to the Quran, and what is the best way to love the Quran, basically to fall in love with the Quran, and how do we go about that. Inshallah, speaking more about this beautiful topic about Al Quran, we have Mu'allima Sara on the line from Durban, Peter Maritzburg. Inshallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Afa?
Alhamdulillah, I want to thank you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, it's so good to have you on the line, and Jazakallah so much for taking out special time to come up and speak to our listeners today. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, I've been reading up about your Madrasa Tartirul Quran, and I don't know if you could just enhance and, you know, the listeners out there with their knowledge with regards to the Quran and what the academy is all about, inshallah.
Okay, alhamdulillah, as a female, we often look for a spiritual connection and connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the areas that we found amongst our teachers is that our connection with Al-Quran is absolutely neglected sometimes, or very, very weak. And sometimes we don't really find that spiritual connection with the Quran. Mm-hmm. And basically with this in mind, we started a little, a program where we have, you know, put together various activities and programs, causes, etc., which basically educates our ladies on all the various dynamics of the Quran, Sharif, and all the different dynamics and the sciences of the Quran, which sometimes as ladies are very, very, unaware of. So, alhamdulillah, in the last 2 to 3 years, these programs have been quite beneficial to all of us, alhamdulillah, in that we have found some sort of connection with Quran and, revitalizing in that direction, that, let me now resort back to the Quran, because we sometimes resort to so many different things. We always ask for wazifas to read, and we always ask for this kind of a vikr and that kind of a vikr. And sometimes we forget that just sitting down and making tilawat of Quran is also such an excellent wazifa, such an excellent form of vikr.
That's just amazing, subhanAllah. So it sounds like Tajdeerul Quran has established a faculty dedicated especially to educating, motivating, and also uplifting female education. Alhamdulillah, let Allah accept all your people's efforts. And what are some of the objectives of setting up a center like this?
Okay, the objective is education, educating sisters and ladies on the sciences of Quran, and connecting with Al-Quran, inspiring them to, take up Hifz of Quran, recitation of Quran, learning the tafsir and understanding Al Quran, and a lot of motivation in that regard. And alhamdulillah, these are actually the objectives of the program itself.
Subhanallah. Tell us a little bit about the event that your organization will be having soon, inshallah.
Okay, so alhamdulillah, last year, with the fadl and the ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were inspired with, you know, setting up a sort of program or an event that brings together half of us from all the different areas and all over the country, alhamdulillah, and with the intention of sitting together and brainstorming and, you know, understanding all the various dynamics with regards to the hifz of Quran. So we've called it the annual Tahfiz al-Quran seminar, and alhamdulillah, many sisters have attended last year, and it was alhamdulillah quite successful. And once again, we are embarking on this program on the 2nd of April, inshallah. Basically, a program that will, you know, highlight the magnificence, the miracle of the hifz of Quran, and how and what exactly the objectives of Hifz are, and all the various dynamics that go with the Tahfiz of Quran.
MashaAllah, that is amazing. I wish I lived closer to the area so I could attend this wonderful seminar. MashaAllah. I think maybe you could just explain to the listeners, because I'm just imagining there must be a lot of networking happening at these kind of events, and what happens afterwards?
Well, alhamdulillah, a lot of, like you said, networking, because we work with so many different speakers from different areas. Alhamdulillah, we've come to know and discover animals and others who are doing wonderful work and you know, excellent research of Quran in so many different areas. And basically, they have come together, they share their thoughts, their experiences with us. Alhamdulillah, after the seminar, we have, and you know, with the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, found so many folks who are giving us feedback, you know, making mention of how the seminar has increased their love for Quran, how it has, you know, increased their desire to make hifz of Quran. There were lots of young sisters who came up and said that after the seminar they started embarking, or they started their journey of hifz. Many mu'allimas who benefited from the nasiha that was given to teachers. Lots of sisters who embarked on the journey of hifz after marriage and children, because they were so inspired by some of the sisters who mentioned their journey and how they started doing hifz after, you know, later on in life.
And that's something really to be admired, especially with juggling motherhood and marriage and being a wife and working, and then still fitting in your hifz program. MashaAllah, I really take my hat off for those ladies. MashaAllah, may Allah Ta'ala increase for them, inshallah. Abba, I see that you, during the program, a lot of focus is on self-awareness, who am I, you know, focusing back on being an abd of Allah and a servant of Allah. Tell us a little bit of a bit more about the self-awareness aspect with regards to becoming a hafidah.
Yes, absolutely. We are trying very hard to educate on various aspects, and one of them is that my journey with my hifz, you know, should be something that is spiritual, something that adds connection to, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that gives companionship to a hafizah, to a young hafizah. And I think most of our hafizahs did mention this, that, you know, the hifz of Quran is like a lifelong companion. It's something that you always go back to. It brings memories, it continues giving you memories. And I think that the entire program, or one of the things that we speak so much about or highlight, is that the Quran should actually revive spirituality, good akhlaq, character, and embody the teachings of Quran. So on the one hand, you are embarking on the memorization of Quran, but you are also being particular with its recitation, with its tilawa, with reciting it correctly, and at the same time, understanding and bringing all the various beautiful messages that the Quran gives us, and the ahkam and injunctions, and bringing it into our lives and making it something that we actually practically do on a daily basis, alhamdulillah.
Wow, and all of that is happening under one group, that under one roof, mashallah. That is amazing. What are some of the topics that will be discussed this year?
Okay, so this year we have, we are obviously, you know, discussing the meritoriousness, the miracle of Quran, mashallah. We are embarking on all the dynamics to, you know, actually committing the Quran to memory. So learning strategies, coping strategies, maintaining of dua, like, you know, after you're completed with your hijab and you are married, and you have responsibilities, etc. There's nasiha for teachers, etc., and also nasiha for mothers of future hafizahs, or those ummis who really want their children to be connected with Quran and to become hafizahs. So there's a topic or there's a session set aside for that as well. So there's quite a few dynamics to the topics that we've actually set aside. Those are just a few, inshallah, on the day of the program. We're hoping that many more topics, inshallah, will be discussed.
MashaAllah, and this is an amazing, amazing program, MashaAllah. But I think just focusing on the academy alone, it's such a good support structure to have within the community, because as embarking on this journey of Hifz al-Quran can be quite daunting for some, especially, like you said, being a mother and a wife and juggling all these roles that we play and then still fitting in the tilawat and as well as the memorization of the Quran. And I think just, and like you said, everyone's journey is so unique and so special and so individual, and everybody takes it at their own pace. But I think just having that support structure from dynamic female inspirations like yourself and the other mu'allimas and your dynamic team, alhamdulillah, that is amazing.
Alhamdulillah, that's one of the greatest, I think, objectives and benefits is that you do form so many different friends, and the support structure that actually comes with it, that you now actually have a support group and you have made friends with so many different hafizahs. You've listened to the stories and the inspirations, motivations from so many different hafizahs, and that actually is so relatable to a student who is journeying through hifz and something that is absolutely required in that journey. So alhamdulillah, the benefits are, multiplied.
SubhanAllah. Appa Sara, just tell the listeners a little bit about this event. Where will it be taking place? I know, inshallah, your intention is to have it an annual one. This is the second one that you're having, right?
Right.
And where will it be taking place?
Okay, the program takes place on the 2nd of April, 2018. It's in Monday during the school holidays. The venue for this program is Al Falah College in Durban, and the times are 9:30 to 2:30, inshallah. So we do have a break session in between, and time for meeting and greeting, as well as refreshments and lunch, etc.
Okay, and what can the attendees expect from the speakers this year?
Well, alhamdulillah, we have a completely, almost completely new set of speakers. We also are highlighting aspects that were not highlighted last year. And inshallah, every speaker comes with their own beautiful experiences and their own beautiful motivation. So I think that even if things are repeated, just hearing it from a different perspective or a different speaker will make such a huge impact and difference, inshallah.
MashaAllah, that is super amazing. May Allah Ta'ala continue to take Madrasa Tafsir al-Quran from strength to strength, inshallah. And I wish you all the best for the upcoming event. May Allah Ta'ala fill it with barakah. And inshallah, may many, many people benefit from this event, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala continue using you and your team as a means of inspiration and motivation, and make people always fall in love with the Quran, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah.
Jazakallah so much, Appa Sara. It was a pleasure having you on air. And jazakallah so much for taking out time from your hectic schedule.
Jazakallah to you for having me. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our efforts, inshallah.
Ameen. Ameen. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, that was Appa Sara coming to you live from Durban. The madrasa is based in Pietermaritzburg. The event will be taking place on the 2nd of April at Al Falah College in Durban. On the venue is Al Falah. The time would starting 9:30, and the event will end at 2:00. This is a ladies only event, surely not to be missed. Like I said, I hope all the Durban listeners are going to go out to this event and enjoy, and be inspired and motivated to start the journey of Hifz al-Quran, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala take the madrasa from strength to strength, the madrasa Tafsir al-Quran based in Pietermaritzburg, inshallah. We'll be back after the break, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you've just joined us, my name is Tasneem, and you are on Al-Dhikrayat on Radio Islam, medium wave 1548. Today's show is all about the Quran. We are speaking about our relationship with the Quran, how to approach the Quran, and how we can be better reciters of the Quran, and inshallah, in doing so, have a better relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just before the break, we had Mu'allima Sara chatting to us live from Pietermaritzburg about an event based on the Quran and the Hifz al-Quran taking place in Durban. I will give out more details about that later on towards the end of the show. But just before Abba Sara came on, we were speaking about what is the best way to love the Quran. And we spoke about how it's important to recite it, but recite it regularly. You know, recite a little bit, but recite it often. Because this is food for your soul. Nourish your soul by reciting the Quran. Learn how to recite correctly. It makes your recitation so much more joyous, and you will want to run back and recite more Quran. And once you know the tajweed of the Quran, you sound so nice, subhanAllah. So learn tajweed, learn to recite the way Allah wants you to recite the Quran. And another thing is, we need to understand what Allah is telling us. What is He commanding us? What is He instructing us to do? What is He describing in the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Jannah in the Quran so beautifully. And if we don't understand what Allah is saying, we are missing out on all of these beautiful descriptions of Jannah to Firdaus. So we need to learn how to recite the Quran correctly, but we also need to understand what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, because this gives us true connection with our Creator, inshallah. They say when we're reading Quran, it's as if Allah is speaking to us directly. And when we read Salah, it's as if you are speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So love of Quran starts with Iman. We need to have faith, and we need to build on this faith. And inshallah, we need to develop such a strong relationship with our Quran, like the Abba Sara said, that the Quran becomes your companion. The Hufaz will tell you the Quran is their companion, subhanAllah. And what better companion to have than the Kalam of Allah? Then it's like having Allah with you all the time, subhanAllah. But Allah is with us all the time, but having that realization that you have the words of Allah in your heart, subhanAllah. But isn't it amazing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the mountains to bear the weight of the Quran? And what did the mountains say? That, Ya Allah, if you give us this Quran, we will crumble. Subhanallah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a bit of the Quran in each one of our hearts, even if it's just Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha is not just Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha is the opening of the Quran. It is the opening chapter of the Quran. It is such a magnificent dua. It is such a magnificent ayat that, you know, that speak about the greatness, and they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then comes in Surah Fatiha, guide us to the straight path. The most beautiful ayat maybe in the entire Quran, because we're always seeking hudan, we're always seeking guidance. And that is the purpose of the Quran, to guide us, but also to make us connect with our Rabb. Subhanallah. So imagine that very Quran that would have crumbled a mountain is placed in your heart. Subhanallah. Imagine the strength and the capability of the human heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed the Quran in the hearts of the Hufaz. And in each one of us, even if we just understand, even if we just know Surah Fatiha, we have a piece of the Quran within our hearts. Isn't that amazing? So that is something for us to think about. So we really need to focus on our relationship with our Quran and taking baby steps with our relationship with our Quran. Because a lot of times we think, how are we going to make a full completion of the Quran? But start. If we start, at least we know we're going to build up slowly, slowly, baby steps, and inshallah, we will get there. Inshallah. The lines are open. The number to call is 011-854-1548. The SMS number is 082-551-3885, inshallah. So speaking about the Quran and how to connect with the Quran, we also need to listen to it as often as you can. Reciting it is very important. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask Abdullah radiallahu anhu to recite the Quran to him. Listening to someone else's recitation can sometimes take your focus off it, you know, at tajweed, and completely on the meaning of the words, which can enhance your experience, inshallah. So it is narrated that Abdullah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, recite the Quran to me. Abdullah radiallahu anhu said, shall I recite the Quran to you while it has been revealed to you? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I like to hear it from others. Subhanallah, and this comes in Bukhari. Assalamu alaikum, we have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, how is this assisting?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Where are you calling us from?
Yeah, from Lanesha.
From Lanesha. Enjoying the rain today.
key, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. We should make a lot of du'a in this weather, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accepts all our du'as in this weather, inshallah.
Key is very comforting. The Quran is, it's very comforting. At least we must read every day. Sure. We don't forget. We don't forget the Quran and the reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy reading the Quran.
MashaAllah.
Assalamu alaikum.
JazakAllah for that.
Okay.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The lines are open. The number to call is 011-854-1548. Another thing that I found really beneficial is sometimes when we do things alone, it can be a bit daunting, but when we join a class or connect with a group, if you really want to take things to the next level, try to start your journey with this group. The group we spoke about that's happening in Pietermaritzburg. You know, that's such a good idea where we can start this group and inshallah. So example, a partner, a friend, a spouse, a colleague, anyone who can make you feel comfortable and the one who you can start this journey with. Sometimes it motivates us more. If you have a schedule set, a place where you can learn your Quran, then both of you can start small, maybe just the two of you. You can help each other, listening to each other, you know, correcting each other's tajweed and so forth. So having a partner on this journey of Quran is also very important. It makes your journey easier. And especially learning from the ulama and learning tajweed from those that have, you know, that have mastered the art of tajweed, that's also very important. We also need to apply what you recite. So how many lessons do we actually remember from our childhood classes? Probably only those that we applied in our life somewhere, somehow. So same in the case for the Quran. The more you understand, the more you apply. The more you apply, the more you fall in love with it. And love is a big part of keeping relationships alive. SubhanAllah, like the listener that just called in now, and she said, I simply love reading the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not simply recite the Quran, he loved it. Every word of it, he loved the Quran. The best part about reciting the Quran is that Allah is talking to you and that there is no feeling better than that, subhanAllah. So those words that you are reading and reciting are directly related to you, to your life, to your circumstances. And that is the miracle of the Quran that was revealed 1400 years ago but still has significance until the last day. SubhanAllah. You can give a pause in between and simply feel that emotion. You know, sometimes you're reading the Quran and unfortunately we don't understand the Arabic, but if you read the English and you get the gist of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to you, and you actually sit back and you ponder and it makes you smile. And sometimes it scares you when you read the ayahs of Jahannam, you know, and it makes you more conscious, because sometimes we need a wake-up call in our lives also. We need to balance this love with fear, inshallah. So the one you've been working tirelessly to please is now talking to you directly. He's pleased with you, yes, you, and you are pleased with him. What a beautiful feeling would it be to finally see the one in Jannah who's been talking to you all along. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that honor one day, inshallah. Inshallah. So these are just simple tips on how to fall in love with the Quran. Inshallah, you know, we need to really take cognizance of what we have lying on our shelves, and inshallah, dust the dust off those holy books, and inshallah, start reading the Quran with a new perspective, a new outlook. And like I said, look within your heart first before you open that Quran, inshallah. So what do we achieve by reading the Quran? We need to really ask ourselves that question. What would we like to achieve? How do you fall in love with the Quran? Reading the Quran has a great reward, but the purpose is to understand it and to implement it. And this is the word of Allah. You know, we need to implement it in our lives. And also another important factor is the best way to implement something is to pass the message on. Because once you tell your friend about it, you better make sure that you're practicing it before you have the guts to tell somebody else about it. So we need to show respect for this Quran. And when the Quran is playing, do nothing but listen to the Quran. And if you can't, then rather turn it off if you want to talk. So we need to show a lot of respect for the Quran. And if you want to listen to the Quran, listen to it carefully and be quiet, because those are the words of your Rabb, subhanAllah. And the best way to love the Quran is to recite it regularly, little baby steps, bit by bit. But inshallah, build on your recitation. And the more you recite, the more fluent you will become, inshallah. So inshallah, may Allah grant me the understanding of whatever was discussed today. And inshallah, you know, make us fall in love with the Quran and let us take cognizance of the fact that this is the words of our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are not just any words. These are the direct words, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let Allah grant me the understanding. Let Allah, you know, make us sit and ponder upon the meanings of the Quran and introspect and make it shake our heart, you know, get that real emotion, and not just let this love be a mere lip service, but let it be a real heartfelt emotion, that every time we open that Quran, we tremble with love and with fear, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. May Allah Ta'ala make the journey of Hifz, and you know, for those of us that are doing Hifz of Quran, may Allah Ta'ala continue on, you know, let us continue on this journey and let it be a success for us in dunya, kabar and akhirah, inshallah. From me, Tasneem, on Adhikrayat, and from my engineer, Jahangir, it's assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Until next week, fi amanillah.